Hey, Star Wars fans, welcome back to the All Star Wars podcast. And this is Phase 2. This is your source for all things Star Wars related. Also, welcome to the premiere episode, like I said, Phase 2 of the show. This is big start for us. We're going to be on iTunes and Podomatic only, but we're going to do some live shows on YouTube as well, but not as many. And we're going to leave YouTube for like games and stuff that Edgar and his brother will. If they get a chance to, because they've been too busy becoming superstars on the side of Florida. So I'm really happy to have you guys here. By the end of today's show, if you like it, please be sure to rate, review, and subscribe for more Star Wars content. We have more Star Wars content coming out. If you're new to the show, this is how things will go. We'll first address Star Wars news and rumors, but these will only have to do with the live action films. Then we'll be keeping you up to date with the latest Star Wars content and Star Wars with our Keeping Up with Star Wars Canon segment. That'll include Rebels, comics, novels, and the games. After that, we'll be discussing our topic of the week. And last but not least, we'll be answering your Star Wars questions, and stay tuned for that. Because of time, we didn't get to record yesterday because of religious. We had religious services to attend to, so we didn't record on Friday, March. What was it? March. What's today's date?
It was the
26th.
All right.
And we're recording this March 27th, and this will probably be out, depending on iTunes, by April 1st, hopefully. So helping me to do all this is my co-pilot. And this show's co-host. Welcome, Edgar, to Phase 2 of the show.
Thanks, Michael. Wow, I mean, Phase 2. Are you ready? Are you ready for
Phase
2?
I'm kind of ready.
I don't know if you're ready for Phase 2, because I'm not ready for Phase 2.
Well, all right, Edgar, kick us off with our first news story of the day.
All right, we're going to start in movie news. So, guys, in recent weeks, Star Wars Episode 8 has been in the news because of set leaks. Though it's nothing major, these leaks have been showing fans some background characters and maybe some key vehicles. Michael, what do you think of these set leaks?
All right, so these set leaks, I usually don't look at these just because I don't... Because then I start getting thoughts in my head, and unfortunately I did. And though it hasn't ruined it for me, it was just... They were building these, like, cantina doors. You've seen those, right?
Yeah,
so
very Tatooine.
Yeah, so I talked to you about it. There was so, and it kind of worries me because there's so many people, and obviously it's nothing major. Like Edgar said, it's nothing major, but people were literally standing with their iPhones or like phones, taking pictures and videos of it. So, like how secure are these premises? How secure are they? But besides that, the doors look amazing. You know, one thing, I see all these new alien creatures in like suits. It was really weird. But there's a whole thing to that. There's rumors going around that it's actually an opera house. Another rumor was that, it's a casino.
Oh wow!
A space casino. I'm not gonna get into spoilers today, but we will be talking about it in the future. But yeah, there's rumors this is a space casino. There's nothing major about it, but none of the major characters from Episode 7 have been spotted there, so we'll have to wait and see. What did you think of those?
So I really liked it. You know, it really reminded me of Naboo. For some reason, I kept getting this Naboo vibe. It had a very, you can almost go to it in the real world and experience it. But I've never felt that I was spoiled or I lost some of the story. I think this enhances my excitement for it, even though right now I should be excited for Rogue One. But, you know, for something that as significant as I think there was, I don't know if you guys said it, but like a land speeder and there's a land speeder, a door, and the new species that were leaked. I don't know if they're in suits. I didn't really look that much, but to me, those creatures, we have never seen them before. So I'm getting brand new creatures. So, you know, I like it. I like it. I did like the secrecy over episode 7 because, you know, we entered a new era. But I think now it's okay to loosen up the gates a bit.
Yeah, I do agree with that. It's just like, it's going to be different because for episode 7, they had all that secrecy. And I didn't really much mind it. But for this one, I just hope, you know, because some spoilers got out for the previous film when they were being so secure. So for this one, if they're not being so secure, you know, how many spoilers are going to be out there? So we'll just have to wait and see. All right, to our next news story of the day. Now that episode 7 spoiler ban has been lifted, Harrison Ford has been doing interviews to promote the Star Wars The Force Awakens Blu-ray and digital HD release, which will be released on Tuesday, April 5th, and released digitally on Friday, April 1st. In an interview with BBC, the Han Solo actor discusses his character's death and his infamous desire to have writers kill him off. He discussed the following. I wanted Han Solo to sacrifice himself for the good of the other characters to bring in some gravitas to the story. I was very pleased to have the opportunity to work with the other characters to work on a script that I had real confidence in, with actors that were a dream to work with a director that had a very sure and generous hand. It was altogether a pleasure. When asked about Han returning in the future, he said the following, anything's possible in space and in the movies. Edgar, what do you think of Ford's comments?
You know, I can see Han Solo, Harrison Ford just opening up his wallet for this. You know, if anything that Disney wants to be like, you know, we need Han Solo for this, I can see Harrison Ford jumping on the wagon now because, you know, the fans love him again. I think the fans always loved him, but I think he's finally realized that the fans love him.
Yeah.
So, I'm excited for it. I don't know if they want to. I hope they don't do like a Han Solo's not dead, like a Darth Maul. I doubt it, though. I really doubt it. But, yeah, it'd be cool. More Han Solo. I would love to see, I don't know about a movie, but some type of format where Harrison Ford is playing Han Solo, and maybe we're going to see him, you know, his smuggler days before that he got the Falcon back, you know, the Rathars, the...
I hate the Rathars.
It'd be cool to see how he got it. Maybe, I don't know, some smuggler bounty hunter stuff. It'd be pretty cool to watch. But to me, I'm gonna say that I rather prefer seeing a younger Han Solo. But if Ford wants to come back and do anything, I'm there. I'm down for it.
Hell yeah! I really like your comments about that. It's kind of sad that, you know, he's old already, and you can't go back to. You can't tell those. You can tell those stories, but you just can't use Harrison Ford anymore. He already met his fate. Han Solo met his fate in episode 7, which was – it's sad. You know, it's – yeah, his own father – or his own son killed him. And it was – you know, Han Solo was doing something good, bringing his son back, trying to heal the wounds, but it didn't turn out so well. And Harrison Ford, yeah, like you said, he – probably notice now that how much the fans love him, but you know what? We'll be seeing him in Indiana Jones 5. Not Han Solo.
I don't know if I want to see another Indiana Jones with old Hans, old Harrison.
We'll have to wait and see. We'll have to wait and see. But what platform will you be buying the film in? Digital or Blu-ray or DVD?
I believe we talked about this before. My dilemma is I don't know if I want to get the physical copy because I've been buying everything digitally now, and I guess I've become so attuned to it. I just like the easy access because I have Google Chrome, and I could just hop on platform to platform, TV to TV. And with the disc, I got to pop it in the Blu-ray. I got to find the Blu-ray. And so I think right now I'm looking forward to more of the digital release.
Here, I'm going to tell you what you should do, Edgar. So I'm buying it on Blu-ray, and I think that's the way to go if you have Blu-ray. But it comes with the Blu-ray, obviously, the deleted scenes. The digital HD does come with the deleted scenes, by the way, just to get that out of the way. But the Blu-ray comes with the DVD, or the Target one comes with the DVD, Blu-ray, and the digital HD code. So I find that actually more suitable for me. So because I know, like you, Edgar, like you said, you're more used to buying them all digitally now. So
right.
Yeah, maybe that's and anyways, that one comes out on April 1st, but I'm just saying for anyone out there that, you know, wants to buy the Blu-ray, and just save your money, all right? Just save your money, cuz I know the HD one comes out couple days before the actual Blu-ray one, but just save your money, buy the Blu-ray, and you get you basically get everything. So, and you get some like bonus content in the Target one. So there's a lot of different variations, though. There's a whole bunch of different covers, the Force Awakens Steelbook. So it's a lot to choose from. But what I like about it is, you know, it kind of suits everybody. You want to add to your Steelbook collection, get the Steelbook one, you know. So I like how it's for everyone. All right.
That way, I have a question for you, though. Yeah. Do you like this whole? Do you like it? The movies being so many variants of the film, or the copy of the film, not the film itself.
Well, like I just said,
Does it bother you at all?
Not really. It did at first because this day you heard that this one was coming out. The next day you heard that another one was coming out. So it did kind of bother me, but I've seen that it's more. It kind of fits everyone because maybe one doesn't want this one because of the cover, or this one doesn't want it because it doesn't add to their collection or fit into their collection, rather. Or some, you know, they just want to buy it digitally. So I don't know. I think I like it because it fits basically for everyone. But then the only con I have against that, it's like it's money grabs, and like I feel sorry for those collectors that feel like they have to have every version of the film, that they're gonna have to get every single one of those variants. So that's what sucks.
Yeah, I feel the same way. To me, what bothers me the most is I have a Target exclusive one that has this documentary, but I have to go buy the Walmart for this commentary. And to me, that's the thing that bugs me the most. The cover, I don't really care about most. It's just, you know, am I getting my money's worth? Yeah, am I getting my money's worth?
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. All right. So for our next and final segment for this week's movie news, we're going to be discussing about the deleted scenes. All right. So on Thursday, we got our first glimpse at the deleted scenes of The Force Awakens in the deleted scenes trailer or teaser or whatever it was that Star Wars released on YouTube. Edgar, what did you think, and which deleted scene are you most looking forward to?
I mean, I love every teaser they put out. I love the John Williams one. I love every single one that they're putting out. It's crazy that trailers are still for Episode 7 still making us crazy.
Yeah.
But the one I'm looking forward to the most is I think my favorite one is going to be the Kylo Ren walking on the Falcon.
Oh, hell yeah.
I don't know why they cut that out, but I just feel like that's such a powerful moment, and I just can't wait to see it.
One thing that they should have kept, they shouldn't have cut from the film is that scene, because it would have added more emotion to when they were on the catwalk in Starkiller Base, Han Solo. Yeah, like when Han Solo and Kylo Ren like first meet on the catwalk to the audience, you know, it was like, oh my god, it was pretty tense. But it, like, for some people, it didn't have emotion to that because, oh, this is the first time we're seeing them together, and this is the first time we see them together, and you know, Han Solo already dies. It's not really emotional. So some people were saying they should have added the Millennium Falcon scene where Kylo Ren walks in there and is just observing the cockpit, and, you know.
Yeah, I agree.
So they should have kept that in But the one I'm, yeah, I think that one's the one I'm most looking forward to. The other ones I am excited for, but not as excited as for this one. So yeah, that's the one I'm most excited for. What are the deleted scenes? Are there the Maz Kanata one
Oh
with
yeah,
the stormtroopers?
that one, I can't wait to see that one. They teased that
Doesn't,
one for sure.
yeah, did didn't doesn't she like force push them?
That's
And
what
then
I've
that
heard.
was and then that was cut from the film. So I don't. Everyone on Instagram is basically saying they want the Han Solo one. So, oh, by the way, I'm all Star Wars on Instagram. Just to get that out of the way, I'm Mike. I probably never. Yeah, you see that bad start to phase two. I didn't even introduce myself. But
Sorry.
yeah, yeah. Everyone's basically looking forward to that one. All right, so that does it for the movie news segment of the show. And now we're moving on to keeping up with Star Wars canon. In this segment of the show, we'll be keeping you guys updated on the latest Star Wars TV shows, comic books, and novels. Everything that ties back into the movies and the all just, you know, for any of you new Star Wars fans out there, you guys don't know what the term canon means. All it means is that what exists in the Star Wars universe, what is actually real and what actually happens. So first in our segment, let's talk Rebels. Edgar, how do you think the season has been going so far? Season two.
Beginning half, really great. I loved every single episode. The Vader in the very beginning was phenomenal. The second half of the season's been really focusing on the crew, and individually on episodes. And that to me, I feel really dragged. So far, it's been dragging out. The only episodes I've been really looking forward to the second half is the last two ones. This
Yeah,
Wednesday coming up.
the hour one. Yeah, I'm same with you. Season one was, it was amazing to me. It felt like Star Wars, the old original trilogy, and just with the characters. A lot of people didn't like season one. And basically, I'm not gonna lie to you, it was those Clone Wars fans, like those, why did Disney cancel Clone Wars? And they were just ripping on the show. They're trying to find everything they can nitpick, the lightsabers, the animation style, Ezra being a bratty, and they forget that Ahsoka was once bratty. So, you know, it's really stupid why people were they complain for stupid reasons. But this season, oh boy. So I had for season one when it ended, I'm like, what now? The Inquisitor, the Grand Inquisitor is gone. And they released like a preview for season two. I'm like, I remember telling Edgar in our season one review or the Fire Across the Galaxy recap, we're talking about how season two hopefully stays with the ghost crew, that it doesn't just separate, and that's exactly what it did. It separated into all these different characters, and it didn't even focus on the ghost crew as much. Only in the second season, or in the second half of the season, and it just made me less interested in the ghost crew. And someone pointed out the most or the less. The least interesting thing on Rebels is the ghost crew, and that's true. It's very sad that that has happened, that they've been sidelined by the Clone Wars characters and by like some story plots. But I really liked the first half of the season. It blew me away. Siege of Lothal, and then the clone episodes and the B-Wing introduction to
Yeah, that
the
was nice.
yeah, that was awesome episode. The introduction to the Inquisitors was awesome. And then, you know, we get to January and the Leia episode was okay.
Yeah, I agree. I will defend. I did like the Leia episode a lot.
Yeah, I probably like or watched that one three times or two, three or two
So have I.
times. The
Oh,
next.
actually, wait. That I want to say that before we forget that. But we talked about when we talked about the first season of Rebels. Remember, we could watch that like all day, rewatching those episodes because
Oh, hell
they
yeah.
always had a like season one has like this such a repeatable enjoyment. I would always get the same enjoyment every time I'd watch it. But with this season, I haven't really repeated or watched the episode twice. I've only seen the episode once, so
Now that
I just
you
wanted to say that.
point that out, that's actually really true. Like, I'm actually debating. I was actually I was in the shower and I was actually asking myself. I'm like, okay, so they're gonna release pretty soon they're gonna release and in fall, which comes by super fast, they're gonna release the season two for Rebels on the Blu-ray and DVD. And I was asking myself, am I gonna buy it? Because seriously, the first half of the season, you really could watch those episodes were rewatchable, and then you get to the this season, and then you really can't rewatch any of the episodes. It's pretty sad to say that. Season one though, you could rewatch those episodes all day. Literally, I put before I go to sleep. I used to put on Return of the Jedi, but I'm like, I want to change it up, and I just put Rebels, and I watch it every night. Spark of Rebellion. I could
Yes.
watch that one over and over again. I will not get tired of Spark of Rebellion. I love that one. But yeah, this season it's been lacking. The Chopper episode, to be honest, I feel like I'm never gonna watch that episode again. Though I will admit it was cool that they found a new base that we've been so looking after, and they were actually having a dogfight in space, so I thought that was cool. But yeah, it was mostly it was just to me, it was a blur. Yeah, sadly, there's only been like, I don't know if the season was good or eh. So that's kind of sad to say, but I think that the season finale for season two will justify it. Hopefully, we got Darth Maul back in Twilight of the Apprentice, which airs Wednesday, March 30th.
I'm excited for that.
I'm excited for that. Darth Maul looks awesome, and I'm so glad they brought him back. In a clip released by Star Wars YouTube channel, we see a clip of Maul, and he was telling Ezra that he hates these Inquisitors, and he hates whoever they work for. And then Ezra's all like, "Oh, you're a Jedi," and he says, "No." And they're like, "You're a Sith," and he's all like, "The Sith, they took me from my mother's arms. They killed my brother and they cast me off." So, and by the way, his mother's mother, Talzin, obviously not his biological mother, I don't think. just his foster mom or whatever. But yeah, but yeah, that I thought that was a real deep clip, and we're gonna get some awesome stuff by all these little clips released by Disney XD. They've been releasing some great clips, and I think we're gonna see awesomeness in this season finale. And what do you okay, so I took it to Instagram, I'd say about a week ago or two. No, I'd say a week. So everyone, by the title, I don't know why they thought Twilight of the Apprentice was about Ahsoka. And I took to Instagram to do a little rant about, I think, or a little theory, I should say, not a rant, that's different. About how I think, well, first of all, it's not about Ahsoka, it's about Ezra. We've seen so many previews about his possible turn to the dark side. And I think they're gonna explore that in this. Obviously, now we know that we're gonna explore that in the season finale, but this is before all these ads. But and then I brought the topic of, is Ahsoka gonna get killed by Darth Vader when they fight in this? Because we know they do. We've seen clips and teases. So and my I don't think she's gonna die, because if you go back to Seizure Lothal, Emperor Palpatine says, Ahsoka could lead us to other lost Jedi like Yoda, and then Darth Vader says Obi-Wan, and Emperor Palpatine says that if he lives, and Darth, according to Dave Filoni, Obi-Wan's at the top of Vader's kill list. Then it's Yoda, then Ahsoka. I think that's how the order went. So I think that if they do fight and she loses, or I think she's definitely gonna lose. But Darth Vader's going to capture her at last, and try to break her, like they try to break Kanan about the rebellion that he knew nothing of, which I thought was funny. But and then in season three, I think they're gonna focus on Obi-Wan's return. I don't think Yoda's, but Obi-Wan's for sure. So what do you think is gonna happen in the? Or do you think Ahsoka's gonna die or live in the season two finale.
I think Ahsoka's gonna have her end. I think Dave Filoni teased it a lot, and I'm afraid to say I don't know if I'm ready for it. You know, I don't think she should die, you know, but I am ready for it, if that makes sense.
Yeah. No, yeah, a lot of people feel you on social media. They're saying they're ready for this episode, but then they're not.
Are
And
they ready? Yeah, like, are you really ready?
yeah, I don't think it'd be a smart choice to kill Soko off this early.
Or
She
would it?
just got
Or would it
she
though? How, do you think
just
she
got
served, like,
back.
do you think she really served her purpose in the show already? Because I think she already has.
You think so?
Yeah, I mean, I don't see what else she has. I don't know what else she has to do. That's just my thing.
I don't disagree with that either. I just think that, and obviously it's just my opinion, but I just think that they put that in Siege of Lothal that because Vader wants to kill Obi-Wan, so Ahsoka's the key.
Yeah,
Why would
but
he
if
kill? Why would
Ahsoka
he?
is now the number one concern, because that's what Ahsoka's the concern right now. I don't think it's Obi-Wan right now. I think at the end of the day, right now on Vader's mind is Ahsoka, and how does she live and why is she alive? I don't. I think Kenobi. I could see that being season three. As a speculation for season three, I could see it, but
Okay.
the season finale, I think we're just really gonna focus on Ahsoka's end and the future of Ezra. Speculation on that. I do think we're gonna see Ezra fall, and I think we had a foreshadowing. The reason why is the episode, the chopper base, when they're having that lightsaber duel,
Oh
and
yeah, man.
you know how Ezra has the saber above his head, and then Kanan has his saber behind him. I think we're going to see that.
And he also says he's all like, when Ezra doesn't pay attention, he gets distracted and he's no longer fighting. Kanan like is about he defeats Ezra. Like never
Right.
turn your back on an enemy. He's like, but
Yeah,
when
yeah.
will you ever be my enemy? So it like totally foreshadowed that. But so final thoughts. So you say that Ahsoka is going to die in the season finale for season two.
Yeah, I'm gonna put it out there.
Yeah,
I think it's
every yeah, everyone's saying that. I just think that
I don't disagree with you. I don't have a problem with your agreement. I just so that I mean I hope she lives, you know, because you know I don't want her to die. But if it is, you know,
No,
I
but
guess I've
yeah.
come to that acceptance.
Yeah, no, I agree with you on that. Ahsoka really has no purpose. And I don't really think she ever had a purpose. She's just there. I know she's
The same
to
thing with
your.
Rex.
Yeah, he's just. You see, that's why I feared them bringing Clone Wars characters, and they really haven't served the purpose. Rex
Right.
is there because of Ahsoka. And Ahsoka's there
Right.
just because she really cares about the movement. So I don't know. That's really odd to me. But it's really great seeing Ahsoka back. She was my favorite character in the Clone Wars. It was her, Rex, and obviously Anakin, those and Obi-Wan, but I don't wanna start, oh then Pre Vizsla, then Darth Maul, but those four were my favorite. I love any episode with them. Well, depending on the episode, but yeah. I started watching Clone Wars the movie, and then I got into the TV show. So I've been growing up as Ahsoka has. So it's every time I go back and watch like Clone Wars episodes when she's like 14 years old, it kind of breaks my heart. Just man, I can't believe I was like 9 or 10 years old when I was watching this episode, and now look, I'm
Right.
17, so it's kind of crazy, it's kind of mind-blowing. But all right, Edgar, read us our next canon update.
Marvel has announced a few new miniseries. Titles include a Han Solo issue a Rogue One 3-issue miniseries with the one shot coming in October. And I think that's pretty much it. Michael, what do you think of these titles?
I'm excited for Han Solo, to be honest. Like, remember when we found out the news they're doing a Han Solo spinoff film? You and I weren't thrilled. Right. And we discussed that on phase one that we, you know, they could definitely just do this and don't waste your time. Just do this comic book if you really want to delve into those stories, you know, like comic book miniseries. Because first, it's going to be, I don't think it's going to click with the fans of a new Han Solo. I just don't think. So that's right. Such an iconic character. And it's not like you could get another actor to – yes, you can get another actor to play him, but play right. him well as Harrison did? I don't think so. Some of the finalists that are being looked at right now are like I'm not sure. I think Miles Teller from Fantastic Four, Jack Rayner. I think that's his name, Jack Rayner from Transformers 4. I can't remember the other names, but I'm looking at Jack Rayner. He looks like a good Han Solo, but like to be honest, like why can't we just leave that alone? Why can't we do like a Kenobi spinoff or? For hell's sake, even a Darth Maul spinoff. Or I really don't want to see a Boba Fett spinoff film.
Right.
Rogue One. Now that's something creative. How the Rebels got the Death Star plans.
Really.
And my excitement for that film right now is probably at 7. I'm. Mm-hmm. Of course, I'm gonna go see it opening weekend. But I'm not. Yay! Because we haven't seen anything of it. But when I first saw that teaser, I'm like. Damn, shit is going down with the or it wasn't a teaser, it was just like an announcement trailer. It was like
it was TIE Fighter in the public.
It was TIE Fighter moving through a forest and then you see the Death Star, and that was really cool. That was mind blowing. But I'm excited for that one. Han Solo, I'm gonna go see it opening weekend, but I'm not as excited. Because, again, I don't feel the need to tell that story. But this is not just a Han Solo spinoff film. This is also, or I should say, origin film. It's also a Chewbacca origin film. They're going to go into how they met. So I think that's going to be pretty cool. But, again, you could do that in a comic series. I definitely want to see a Boba Fett spinoff film. I'm sorry, not Boba Fett. Obi-Wan spinoff film. But yeah, I don't see the need to do that. Han Solo comic series, that sounds so awesome to me. I really love how they're expressing Han Solo in the comics. I haven't been reading the latest comics. I've been trying to catch up, but it's just a lot. I have to catch up, like, it's a lot. But I'm definitely looking forward to the Han Solo miniseries. I believe it's a miniseries. And then the Rogue One. It's going to be, obviously, like Edgar said, a 3-issue miniseries. I don't know if – I mean, I'm excited for it, but I don't know what kind of thing they're doing here because they're also doing – well, we'll get that in our next topic, but they're also doing a novel. So I don't know. Maybe little tie-in – or obviously it's going to be a tie-in to the movie, but – oh, we'll just have to wait and see till the previews. All right. So, at the Star Wars book panel at Chicago C2E2 convention, I did not go this year. I haven't gone yet. I've yet to be there, but I plan on going next year. Del Rey announced a prequel novel to this year's upcoming Star Wars spinoff film, Rogue One. The novel is titled Star Wars Catalyst: A Rogue One Story. It is yet to be announced who the author is. Star Wars Catalyst, A Rogue One Story will be released this fall. Edgar, are you excited for this novel?
I don't know. Is it like a Catalyst? Yeah. Oh, yes. Okay, yes. I now know what this is. I do. I really do. I always think about the comic book. But no, yeah, totally. I'm going to get it as an audiobook because I like it better that way. And I really want to hear the voices of the characters and how they sound. Because this is like the first glimpse we're going to get of them.
Yeah. And like the expression or how they are. So, yeah, because sometimes it's really hard Like I got the Force Awakens graphic. Oh shoot, not graphic novel. Novelization, but it's been really hard trying to get through it because I've been so busy with school books and I don't like reading multiple books at one time
Right.
because it's hard. But I'm gonna get this book. I don't know if I'll read it by the film. But maybe down the line I'll probably finish it. But yeah, sounds pretty interesting. I like how they're setting up for the movie though.
Yeah.
So it'll be released
Finally
this
hearing
fall.
about it. Finally hearing Rogue One stuff.
Yeah.
Feels good.
And it's pretty sad though that we've seen more of episode 8 than we have of Rogue One. It's pretty funny. All right. So we don't know if this is canon or not, but we wanted to cover it. So gameplay trailer has been announced or has been released for Lego Star Wars: The Force Awakens. The game will explore Lor San Tekka's backstory and how Han and Chewie captured the Rathars. The game is set to be released on June 28th. No word if this is canon or not, like it said, but we just want to cover it. Edgar, are you excited for this game?
You kidding me? I've been so excited for this, but like I can't like this game has so much more like than I ever thought it would be. I thought it was just gonna be another Lego Star Wars game where we're just gonna play the story and maybe a couple little kid things in here and there. But we're actually gonna get, I mean, what I would consider canon stuff as Lor San Tekka. That I mean th that's that I don't know how they able to do that. Because the character doesn't he's not really a character unless we're going to find out. But I'm really excited for that. What else was there? There was something else.
Oh, the
Oh, the
Rathars.
Raptors. Yeah. Not exciting as Lor San Tekka to me, but it's still cool to see that they're expanding the story. And really, now all I gotta ask is this canon? And that's really, I think that's going to be a big question in everybody's mind. It depends how it's revealed because, Lego Star Wars, they'll do a very, it's meant for the children. And they'll put jokes in here and there. So when it comes to like Lor San Tekka and the Rathars, is it gonna be like we're gonna see like a rubber ducky? Like you know what I mean? So we'll see what happens there if these stories will become more than part of the Lego Star Wars that we'll see in a comic or whatever. But I'm excited. I'm gonna buy it.
All right. Yeah, I'm buying it. I think I'm gonna buy the gold edition, which is, comes with the season pass or something like that. But I'm not a big fan of the Rathars, but obviously it's gonna be pretty cool to see it. Yeah, in the movie they were Force Awakens. Not, I don't want to get off topic, but they were
Right.
just pushing for this no CGI stuff, and they're like, we can't make it look like the prequels and this and that. And then they put in these abominations that look like so unreal. Everything else, the CGI was amazing, and then this was just, what the hell is this? Anyways, but you can take your complaints and tell them to Kanja Club. But for this, I'm excited for this game, Lor San Tekka. I loved him ever since the beginning of The Force Awakens when he's like, this should make things right. That was just amazing, and he gives the map to Skywalker, to Poe, and I loved him ever since. And it was pretty sad, just he didn't even survive the first 15 minutes of the film.
Yeah.
So that was sad. Hopefully we get like stories, more stories about him. We know tidbits about him that he's a fan of the Jedi,
Yeah,
a big
worshipper of the
supporter
Jedi.
of the Jedi.
Yeah.
So, and he was in some church of the Jedi or something like that.
Yeah, that was in the visual dictionary.
Yeah, there we go. So there we go. All right, so yeah, we're definitely gonna buy this game, and you guys tell us if you guys are interested in this game or not. Send it to our email and tell us what you think about the game, if you're gonna buy it or not, and we'd love to hear what you guys think. All
Totally.
right. For this week, we're gonna, because due to time, we had a pretty rough start. We had some technical difficulties, but topic of the week will usually be topic brought up by me, but I will share the topic on Instagram, and then I get all these feedbacks. And this was a theory about Snoke But we're gonna be actually doing that on our next weekly, which will be hopefully we'll record it during the week when hopefully Edgar's schedule is not so busy, so we could actually release this in the weekend. But yeah, we'll do that theory thing next week. All right, so HoloMail, this is our last thing for the show, and we're yeah. Depending on listeners and downloads, right now we're only going to be doing like 50-minute shows. So right now we're at 40 minutes. So we're down to our last thing of the day. You ready for this, Edgar?
Totally. Let's begin.
All right. So now we've reached the part of the show where where we answer your Star Wars questions. You can get your Star Wars questions aired and answered if you send in a good question to our email, All Star Wars Podcast Show. At gmail.com. Again, that's one big thing. All Star Wars Podcast Show at gmail.com. Edgar, hit us with our first question in phase two.
All right, so Star Wars Updates One writes, "What do you hope most happens in episode 8? Also, what is your opinion on who Rey's father is and why?"
So the thing that I most hope happens in episode 8. It's probably. I want to see Kylo Ren develop more as a villain. I'm not an evil type guy, but I want to see him more because that whole part where he's like, "You need a teacher," just it was that didn't work out for me. But I want him to grow some. I'm not gonna say it. I want him to grow some.
Balls.
Packages. Yes, I was gonna say that, but I don't know our listener age range, but I want him to be the muscle. I want him to be the villain and be powerful and not be weak. So yeah, I want to see Kylo Ren character development. I also want to see Rey character development. I want to see her as that Jedi that we thought Finn was. Because
Right.
that's the ads we're throwing, which I thought was amazing. Because when Rey picked up that lightsaber and defeated Ren, it was just so unexpected. There's some figure leaks of her with the lightsaber, so I thought, gee, I wonder what. But before I saw The Force Awakens, I'm like, that's odd. I thought we were seeing Finn, but I thought that was so amazing when she picked up that lightsaber or like came to her. That was awesome. So I hope we see Luke and Rey training on that island. And last thing is I hope we see. Well, yeah, I want to see Snoke train Kylo because the fun fact here. Star Wars Episode 8 is picking up right after Episode 7 left off. And I think that's such a great idea because you can't do a scene like Rey giving the lightsaber to Luke and him not saying anything and then just ending it and then
Jump,
not,
yeah.
you know, yeah, do a time jump. You can't do that. That just, because you brought so many viewers in and now they're going to be expecting, and even me, I'm going to be expecting. What happened, and I'm glad they're just starting right where they left off. It would have been cool if they did like to be continued, but that's not a Star Wars thing really, so but I just love how it just closed out. That was awesome. And the final thing I hope happens is I don't want them to make us read the books to understand the politics in Star Wars, The Force Awakens in that era. I want them to be able to explain it to me because when they destroyed Hosnian Prime, you didn't know that that was the Chancellor aboard being killed right there with what's the other girl's name, Cor Sella, and she
Yes,
was a friend of Leia's. It was just or Cor Sella or something like that. It was just. For the general audience, they don't read the books. They just go in there, see what they see on film, and take it for what it is. So I thought that was that was not well done. They should have explained to us what it was, and apparently there's a deleted scene of Leia going to Hosnian Prime and talking to the Chancellor and Cor, or I mean or Sella, I don't know her first name. Cor Sella, I think that's her name. Cor Sella.
Yes.
Corsola. Huh, that's funny. That's funny. But anyways, I want to see more politics. People despise the prequels, sadly, because of the politics. I think that is BS. Like the episode 2 politics were like so boring. But when once you get into like, or no, I should say episode 1 with all this these trade routes. But in episode 2, it starts to pick up a little bit more. And then when you're in season 3, or not season 3, when you're in episode 3, it's a total different thing. You see the Emperor coming to power. So, you know, and Clone Wars expanded in those politics. But I want to see episode 8 take up on the politics that we didn't see in episode 7. What do you think, what do you want most to happen in episode 8?
Like, exactly what you said. I really want to see explain more of the politics. I was sitting in the theater, and I'm looking at this planet being blown up. I'm like, is this Coruscant? This is not Coruscant.
Yeah, exactly.
One. And then secondly, I'm like, well, was that the entire Republic? Like, was that the entire – so that's. I think that's what happened, right? Because I remember reading this in an article saying that what happened – this explaining the scene, what happened there – is the Republic was being destroyed, a new Republic. And now that in episode 8, we're going to have a new not a new government, we're going to have a galaxy that has no government. Because the First Order is gone, the Resistance is beat up, and there's no Republic. So, and that's why people are saying this movie is probably based more on like a more bounty hunters, more scum, because there's no government trying to stop them. And I like that idea. I just wish episode 7 could explain that. And I could see the fears. Why not? And I never really had a problem with the politics in Star Wars. It was boring, but at least it didn't make me confused in a way that I could not continue the story. This one, it just left me confused, and I'm just wondering, well, why is the Resistance hiding? Aren't they like the Didn't they win the war? So that was me in the movie.
Do you get the politics now, kind of?
Do you shouldn't. To me, I shouldn't have to read it to understand.
Yeah.
That who. Uh-huh. Who.
Yeah. With the movie, I was thinking it was Coruscant too. I'm like, was that Coruscant? And then, sadly, after the film, I found out it wasn't. It was Hosnian Prime. And actually, there are rumors that the what's her name? She was in Jurassic Park.
I think I know what you're talking about. Is it, I don't know her name, but is it the main character, the main girl from the movie?
Yeah. I cannot remember her name. let's see. I cannot remember her name. But here, let me see. I think it just popped up. Laura Dern. There you go, Laura Dern. So there's a rumor going around that Laura Dern is actually a government official from the Republic, and it's still around, even though they destroyed its main planet. But you know, the Republic systems are still around, or the New Republic planets are. Some of them are still around, and
right,
you know, some systems that were New Republic-ly or New Republic related. Whatever. Apparently she gets in some fights with Leia about this and that, because Leia left and she created the Resistance because the New Republic wasn't doing anything about the First Order. And you know, it's pretty funny. Yeah. This Republic keeps getting and its senators and all this stuff, they keep getting
killed.
Yeah, it's just funny. They think they're almighty and they're full of hubris, and then boom, they're just destroyed. This one, it's pretty funny. This New Republic was destroyed on the outside. The other one was destroyed on the inside by Palpatine and his corruptness. So, what is your opinion on Rey's father is and why? Well, spoiler alert, Daisy Ridley said that she's not a Solo, so that leads you to believe she's a Skywalker. But there's been speculation, not rumors, about her being a descendant of Obi-Wan because of the accent. Where'd she get this accent from? I think that's complete dumb, stupid speculation. I mean, some speculation is like, wow, that's actually, wow, that's pretty good. But this one is just, no, I don't think so. So I think she's a Skywalker, but every time, or the first time I watched The Force Awakens, I'm like, dude, she's a Skywalker. But like, the more I think about it, the more I think she's just a brand new character. She's not Luke Skywalker. And when she's talking to Maz Kanata, she's all like, this lightsaber belonged to Luke Skywalker and his father before him, and now it's calling to you. I
Yeah,
don't
that sold
know.
me. When Maz said that, that sold me. I was like, yep, that's a Skywalker.
But
To
then,
me.
like, someone, yeah, no, I'm on the same boat as you, but someone interpreted it as something different, like, but now it calls to you. It no longer calls to them, it calls to you. You start a new gen. I don't know. That's someone interpreted it like that, so it, you know, it caught me. It got me thinking. I think her, you know, I'm going with everyone else. I think her dad is Luke, but I wouldn't be mad if he isn't. I would be actually kind of glad that it's someone, or that she's like brand new. She's just a new character. It just shows you how big and diverse this galaxy is. So, how about you, Edgar? What do you think?
I'm all for Skywalker. Solo, I'd never thought once she was. Actually, I think I did in the very beginning when, not the beginning, but when she met Han Solo and she knew about the Falcon, I was like, oh, is she a
Oh
Solo? Okay.
yeah, exactly.
That was one of my like, okay. But then, later on it was shown that, she wasn't. And I mean, like I said, I think to the difference between you and me here, I think I would be disappointed if she wasn't a Skywalker and she was just a new, I guess a new, bloodline, in a sense where she has no relative to a Skywalker. She's just the brand new Jedi. To me, I feel like that's not Star Wars to me, because the Star Wars story is the Skywalker story, and it's always has been. So yeah, that's just my opinion. I'm very biased that it's a Skywalker. I don't see why it would be Kenobi, because Kenobi was a true Jedi. He didn't, have children. He stuck by his laws. He stuck by his ob He was obedient to the end, and that's why he was able to become a Force ghost. Because that's just me. So.
Yeah, no, I agree. And yeah, I don't think I see Obi-Wan breaking that type of rule when he's like the one who enforced it the most. But Edgar, could you read the next question, our final question for today?
I actually don't have it.
Oh, it didn't. Oh my God, I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
I forgot I was on mic because I was writing. Anyways, Dean writes, and I just added this right now, because I didn't know how short we were gonna be on. But why did they stop making episodes for Clone Wars? All right, Dean, thanks for the question. Yeah, we get this question a lot, but it's because, first of all, Clone Wars or Cartoon Network, or Disney, I should say, doesn't have the rights to Clone Wars. They will have to do all these negotiations with Cartoon Network, who has the rights to Clone Wars.
Right.
And then when their contract ended with Lucasfilm, they were still producing more, but Disney told Lucasfilm, obviously, not to renew the contract because they wanted to do something new, and they wanted to bring everyone back to like the original classic trilogy. So that's why they made Rebels, and Rebels was just, you know, I don't want to say this, but Rebels was like, let's get those kids' attention, and later we could, during the shows, we could do the Force Awakens ads, and then you know, we could sell the kids the product. You know, oh, mom and dad, I want to go see this new Star Wars movie. I watched the TV show, now I want to watch the movie. So and they did do that. They showed ads during the Rebels episodes earlier this season, all the way back like in October. But anyways, I'm okay that they did Rebels and they ended Clone Wars. It was really sad that they ended Clone Wars, favorite TV show of all time for me. It was really sad. But I'm really growing to love Rebels, and you should too. Check it out if you haven't. The animation style is not the same. It's a, I don't want to say cheaper version, but it's just like Disney
Very,
has,
yeah,
yeah,
very
it's,
cartoony.
yeah, but Disney has other things to worry about. They gotta, I believe the budget, for The Force Awakens was like $2 million. So it's just like, it's not like they crap out this money. They, you know, they have to pay the actors, the actresses, the production crew, all this stuff. And it's not like they're cranking out one movie. They got, well, they just got done, and they gotta do marketing as well. They just got done with episode 7. Now they're on to 8, Rogue One, Han Solo spinoff, episode 9, and they still have to supply for this TV show. And I, it's kind of sad for Rebels when they can't do this because of budget limitations. Like for Anakin, they couldn't do him with robes because of budget limitations, which I don't want to find that a reason because they didn't do it, you know? So why'd they end Clone Wars? Basically, they wanted to do something new, but they wanted to bring everyone back to that original trilogy era. So Clone Wars had a good run, 6 seasons and a theatrical release that it didn't do so well, but still, you can't say that about every animated series. Most animated series go on for like 2 seasons or the most 4, so I can't complain. You got 5 full seasons, you got 13 plus episodes on Netflix, which were outstanding, outstanding episodes. The animation was just phenomenal. And then you got a theatrical movie, and plus you got like the Clone Wars Legacy, where they release all this bonus content, which I thought was awesome. And then plus you got Rebels, where they brought back Ahsoka, Rex, and they're really exploring the Anakin slash Darth Vader stuff, and with Ahsoka. So I think that's awesome. And as long as they're making good Star Wars stories, Star Wars shows, I don't care. I don't care. Rebels season 1 was awesome. Season 2 was, I'm still deciding if it was okay or it was good. But I can't wait for season 3. And like I said, Clone Wars had its run, and you could buy the seasons and watch them over again. Stories are complete. Read the novel for Asajj Ventress, and I think you should be good. But yeah, they stopped making Clone Wars. They didn't have the rights to it, and they just wanted to bring everybody back to the original trilogy. What do you think, Edgar?
I mean, I feel like Rebels, not Rebels, I feel like Clone Wars has had its run. And I feel like it didn't, I know it, season five, it closed very, threateningly, left an open question. Ahsoka left, but I feel like they answer that. And I feel like LucasArts, no, not LucasArts, Lucasfilm has really, been really nice to the Clone Wars fans, because they gave us they didn't have to do it. It probably even cost them more money to release it than having to, just tell you about it, but having the unfinished episodes, that probably can't cost money to put it out there. And I feel like Star Wars fans have really got a good, at least the Clone Wars fans do, because I think that they got every single thing out that the Clone Wars had. And they got the novels, they got the books, they got the games, and don't forget, and I'm just glad Lucasfilm has not forgotten the Clone Wars fans. And I feel like the Clone Wars is had its end now, and I feel like it's time to move on. And I do want to say this about Rebels. I know people do complain about the art and the style and animation, but I want to say, look it back at season one of Clone Wars. It was just trash.
And
And
even the voice acting was terrible. And season 1 for Rebels, the voice acting
it
was
was
there. It
great.
was great. It was
And
Spark of Rebellion, great.
on top of that, the ratings on season one of Rebels were eight and tens, while on the season ones of Clone Wars were really low.
Like
So I
six,
yeah,
sevens.
six sevens. And I want to say that season two has really improved their animation. I actually grown to really like the Rebels animation, It feels more realistic. It feels more human than the Clone Wars did, because the Clone Wars had this really wood-like texture to it.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, it doesn't mean I don't like it or I like one better. Yeah. It's just I can see them, that they're working, they're feeling better. Example, I forgot the episode when they go inside the Star Destroyer. Not the Star Destroyer. The Rebel Cruiser. And then you meet the Inquisitors. I think that was season 2. And it's with Sabine and Ezra and Zeb.
Oh, yeah. Oh, in the medical station.
Yes, yeah, that one.
Wars, yeah.
I think the animation on that was great, with the smoke and just everything about that, especially when Vader came in. It's just, they've been really improving this. So, to everyone who's a Clone Wars fan, you know, just, it's time to, it's time to move on and, you know, understand that we are in a new era and that Clone Wars has had its conclusion. And I feel like people should understand that.
Yeah. And always watch a show before you judge it. I was talking to a kid on Instagram yesterday who never watched Rebels, yet he was saying Clone Wars is better. I'm like, you can't say that. You actually, and Rebels is not even done, so first of all, you can't even compare that. And second, you can't even compare because they're not in the same animation style, and they're not in the same era. So, it's two complete different shows. Clone Wars, more serious. Rebels, more bright, and it's, it's serious, but yeah, it has a lighter tone to it. Clone Wars was darker, and it was, some people like that. It kind of scares me, because you have this ghost crew joking around, and they do that in the Avengers. They just joke around. They don't, Clone Wars, they had the battle droids as comic relief, and it was just, it was awful. I never got a kick out of it. Sometimes I did. But, like, there's times where I just thought, is that supposed to be funny or what? And over here in Clone Wars, you have, Rebels, you have, like, all these, like, funny lines they say to each other, which I think is better than just having, like, these stupid battle droids just saying, like, dumb things to each other. So, and anyways, judge this show by its, or judge these animated shows by their story. Don't judge them by their animation, because Clone Wars, let me tell you something, it had some great animation, but some of the episodes and stories were just complete trash. Like one where they just, I don't even know, it was just droids and Cad Bane, and it was terrible. There's a lot of terrible episodes in Clone Wars that it's still like cringeworthy, but and Rebels has those too. Probably like, I'd say like one or two of that I don't like so far. But, you can't do anything about it. Just, it's Star Wars and that's all that matters. Just, enjoy it while it's there. So, anyways, well, thank you guys for tuning in to the first episode of Phase 2. Special thanks to the humongous panel that joined me today delivering Star Wars discussion and news. Edgar, thank you for co-hosting today. Where can the awesome people find you?
You guys can find me at the All Star Wars Network here on the channel, and also you can follow me on my band page, We Are Generation, and that's it.
Yeah, like I said, please, if you like this episode, and we're a little tired, so I was stuttering a lot because I'm very tired, my voice hurts, I had a long day at work. But if you guys like this, please subscribe. Go find our page on the iTunes, website, and subscribe to us. Give us a rating. And if you can, please review. And as always, send in your Star Wars questions to allstarwarspodcastshow@gmail.com. And we might just answer them on air. This Wednesday, we're going to be after we watch the season finale of Rebels, we're going to record an episode. It's going to be live streamed to YouTube, and it's also going to be up on iTunes by the weekend. And then on our next weekly, we'll have the discussion or the topic of the week. And we'll just discuss more on Star Wars news, which I'm really excited for, because from now or I just checked now, there's a bit more of Star Wars news that I'll include in our next weekly. Man, I'm just spitting out here. But yeah, like I said, subscribe and you know, tell your friends about it if they like Star Wars and you like this episode. So until next time, see you guys later. May the Force be with you always.